Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting weekly happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Earlier this week, United States President Barack Obama announced that his country would be taking steps to reestablish diplomatic ties with Cuba, easing over 50 years of political tension between both countries. Describing the move as courageous, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says it's a major victory for both countries and is poised to yield numerous tangible benefits for the people of Cuba and the wider Caribbean.
I congratulate United States President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro on the historic development and for their bold and visionary leadership on this matter. The policy shift is particularly heartening, coming so soon after the CARICOM-Cuba summit held in Havana on December 8 and the declaration which emanated from the meeting again calling for the full involvement of Cuba in the various fora of the international community.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller this week met with President of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno, who was on a two-day official visit to Jamaica. Mr. Moreno arrived on the island on Thursday. His visit coincided with the observance of 45 years of partnership between the IDB and Jamaica. On Friday, December 19, the Prime Minister participated in the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the new offices of the IDB.
I know it will redound to the benefit of the Jamaican people and certainly of our region. This is good for us in Jamaica. This is certainly an important event for us this morning, where the IDB will be building your country office here in Kingston, Jamaica.
The Inter-American Development Bank is one of the largest sources of multilateral financing for Latin America and the Caribbean, and a leader in social and economic development. Priority areas for IDB funding to Jamaica include support for programs to improve fiscal sustainability, enhance social protection and security measures, and improve Jamaica's business climate. Member groups of the National Council for the Partnership for Jamaica, PFJ, have pledged their continued support for social dialogue around national development issues. This was disclosed by Minister of Information, Senator Sandria Faulkner, during a press briefing at Jamaica House on Wednesday. She noted that Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller met with member groups of the PFJ, and both parties had a frank discussion about several topical issues, including the National Housing Trust's purchase of lands formerly occupied by the Outamene Experience. Senator Faulkner says both sides emerged from the meeting committed to taking steps to strengthen the structure of the partnership.
Based on concerns expressed by the Partnership Council regarding the reporting requirements between public sector boards and their respective ministries, it was agreed that the Minister of Finance and Planning will brief the partnership on the Public Bodies Management and Accountability Act and the status of work being undertaken to implement improvements to the public sector governance framework.
And Prime Minister Simpson Miller will appoint a new board of management for the National Housing Trust next year.
The partnership noted and accepted that the information provided by the Prime Minister that a new board for the National Housing Trust will be appointed when the life of the current board expires in April 2015.
Information Minister, Senator Sandria Faulkner. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.